International Women's Day is on Monday, but there's quite a few events happening leading up to it and after it as well, given that it's a public holiday as well. And Diamonds of Devonport is one of those, so that's happening next Thursday. But you've also got a forum on tonight, in fact.
Yeah, we've got a forum on tonight with some great women who are going to be, sharing some of their stories. So really looking forward to that. That starts at 6, and it's a ticketed event, so obviously we're probably too late to plug that, but it'll be a great event and a great start to a week of celebrations.
Okay, now as I mentioned, Diamonds of Devonport, that's next Thursday night. Then all will be revealed, no doubt, on Thursday.
We've had some wonderful nominations, and I think a record number of nominations after 10 years. So it's great that people are still taking the time to recognise the great women that we have in our community, and it's always a great evening of sharing stories and acknowledging those women.
That one will be at the Parramatta Apple Convention Centre from 6 till 9 on Thursday. Tickets are $25 and you can get them through devonporttickets.com.au. There's also a bit coming up as well. There's a long table dinner at Home Hill on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's working with the Heritage Centre and so on. So if you go to our website, there are tickets available there for that. Great opportunity to have a look at Home Hill if you haven't been. It's a beautiful building and a wonderful story about Dame Enid as a female leader in our political sphere. And if there are other things like getting some pampering at Splash and those sorts of things. So there's a real diverse range of celebrations.
Sir Optimus are holding an event at the soccer club, not the soccer club, the footy club next Wednesday as well.
Yes, and they have speaker who's a female vet in a fairly male-dominated area, so looking forward to hearing from her.
Okay. So all those details can actually find them on the Diamonds of Devonport, got their own website, or Facebook page, I should say.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, terrific. Devonport Food and Wine Festival is underway. It's been going for, 4 or 5 days now already. It goes for the first 2 weeks of March, and then we have 2 weeks in October as well, and I think the change format's working reasonably well.
I wait and see, but certainly so far it's been pretty successful. It's been some interesting things happening, and certainly a great lot of things happening over the next couple of weeks and some really fabulous events and celebrations of food and wine in our area.
And this year is the International Year of Fruits and Vegetables
as well. Yeah, so it's working really well with having Costas and Harvest Moon on board as great producers in our region. It's great to be able to celebrate what they offer our community.
Yep, and from anyone anywhere across the coast, you can find out about Devonport Food and Wine Festival events by going to their website, which is devonportfoodandwine.com.au.
Yeah, we thought about it long and hard.
I can see that. Finally, Annette Harmony Day is on next week, Thursday. The 18th, sorry, I beg your pardon. That's going to be held in Market Square.
Yeah, look, it'll be a celebration of the diverse community that we have, and we're looking forward to it. It'll be a free community event. You will need to register given the current circumstances that we live in, but it will be a free event, and there'll be lots of different foods from various places around the world for you to try. There'll be hopefully some celebrations of those communities, and there will be a citizenship ceremony. At this stage, we expect there'll probably be 6 new citizens, and I think I've said to you before what a joy that always is for me.
No, every mayor I speak to reckons it's the best part of their job, and if you can't do it on Australia Day, I reckon Harmony Day is probably the next best one.
Yeah, look, it is, and it's a lovely celebration of our community, but also, as I said, a real privilege to be able to welcome new people who've chosen our place as their place.
And my notes here tell me Harmony Day began in 1999, coinciding with the United Nations International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, and sadly it still goes on.
We have to keep chipping away at it, but I think it's really great for us as maybe a predominantly a white community that we celebrate the great people that we have chosen our place to live and what they bring to our community.
Yeah, I think it's Harmony Day is a perfect way to do that. Thursday the 18th of March at Market Square. Tickets, did we mention through Eventbrite?
Eventbrite, and it's actually an event from 4 till 7, okay. So a great time of the evening.
Terrific. Annette, as always, thanks for coming in today. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks very much.